people that had great jobs, that went out to dinner and they didn't have any problems, they take their family, they were making good salaries. All of a sudden, you know, you use the term cold turkey. It's cold turkey. They go from that to having no money and waiting for their checks, which are being processed very rapidly, but they have to go out and look for money. It's a terrible thing. All I say is we love them. We're working so hard, and they're going to be back. And I hope they're going to be back even stronger than before.
So here are just some of the people that the president is talking about there. And this is the case in cities all across the country. Look at these lines. People lined up for blocks outside local food banks trying to pick up food ahead of Easter weekend to feed their families. These pictures came from San Antonio. Joining me now is Eric Cooper, president and CEO of the San Antonio Food Bank. Eric, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I know these must just be excruciatingly long days for you, and we commend you and thank you for what you're trying to do to help people during all of this. Describe to us what you're seeing out there. What's happening?
Well, Martha, it is unprecedented. You know, the San Antonio Food Bank is one of 200 food banks across America. We're linked in a national organization called Feeding America. And as you mentioned, these lines are in every city in our nation. And for us in San Antonio, this unprecedented need, it has doubled the amount of people coming to see us at the food bank. And many of those families, over half, have never asked for food assistance before. And so they're navigating that process. They're registering online, meeting those eligibility requirements, and then showing up at these distributions. And just yesterday, that distribution of about 10,000 families. The need is overwhelming, and we're doing what we can as a food bank to try to meet that need.
So how do you work with that overwhelming number of people? Do you have enough food for all the people in those cars? And what do you tell them when you run out?
Well, it is, this need is so great that we are working hard and our community is rallying, great companies and foundations, individuals, everyone's been giving to the effort to make sure no one goes hungry. But we won't be able to make this shortfall. We won't be able to meet the demand if we don't get help. And so we're asking at the federal level and the state level for people to help us. We know that some relief is on the way through the CARE Act, but people have to eat in the meantime. And for us, we're going to be doing all that we can to make sure families are nourished